Tune Into Nature, a Warner College podcast made by students for students. My name is Anna Hull, your host for season 7. In today's episode, we're going to be discovering the truth around undergraduate research here at Colorado State University. As a research institution, CSU has a mass amounts of opportunities for undergraduates to get involved in undergraduate research. Today we'll be focusing on CERC, CSU's yearly research symposium for undergraduate students throughout the university, and the Super Program, which is a research program housed out of the Ecosystem Science and Sustainability Department here in Warner College of Natural Resources. I hope you follow along with us and learn a thing or two as we talk to a couple different students about their time in undergraduate research. We'll first be speaking to Emma Coakley. Emma is a junior in the Ecosystem Science and Sustainability Department and has been a part of the Super Program this past year.
Yeah, so I am a Super student, and my research is on carnivore species richness and presence across central Utah. I looked at where carnivores were and the species richness across four different travel routes, which were washes, game trails, two-track roads, and hiking trails. Carnivore species richness is just the number of species in a given area. So I looked at a specific area in central Utah and the total number of different carnivore species in that area is species richness. So I didn't find anything, likely because of my small sample size. I only had about 38 observations and 8 total different carnivore species. But either way, looking at carnivore species richness and presence is really important when talking about human-wildlife coexistence. It's a really important first step for wildlife biologists when they're trying to find the best management tools for carnivores. I first got involved in research when I applied to the Super Program. It's a program specifically for ecosystem science and sustainability majors. So you apply and then you get matched with a mentor, a graduate student mentor, and their research. And then you just come up with your own research question and help them with their research. I chose this research topic because my mentors were looking at different carnivore species in Utah with the goal to try to find better management tools. So I just honestly wanted to look at a bunch of different carnivores, and I think carnivores are really interesting. So to aid in that overall topic, I thought looking at carnivore species richness and just overall presence would be a good start for that project. My research experience has been very helpful. I learned how to code using time-lapse image analyzer, which is a software that a lot of people working in the ecology field use, and also RStudio, which are both are just skills that I feel like we need in Warner College, all of our majors. So besides learning new skills, I think it's also really important to just have research under your belt, especially if you're planning on going to graduate school. I always wanted to go to graduate school, but I think just participating in my own research just, I think, validated that thought. I think I really learned that I really like doing my own research, and even though my results didn't find anything, just getting that experience and being able to go through the steps and processes are really helpful when going to graduate school. The majority of my research project was just analyzing photos, so I went through about 30,000 photos to try and find different carnivores. I don't know if it's super rewarding, but I love just going through the photos and then all of a sudden getting like a coyote popping up on the screen and getting so excited, oh my gosh, finally I found another carnivore. But yeah, I think just getting to even look through the photos and even with my research, maybe just hopefully making a small impact on the overall topic is rewarding overall. My mentors were so helpful. I mean, they taught me how to use time-lapse. They gave me pointers on how I could format my research question. They were so helpful. My mentors were Lindsay and Ray. They go to school in Utah, and so they couldn't help me in person, but their support, I wouldn't have been able to do without them. And also my super teacher, Dr. Stacy Lynn, was so incredibly helpful throughout the entire process. even just helping analyzing my data and everything. So it was so helpful. I think future research from my question, probably even just doing my study again, using a larger sample size and looking at carnivore species richness and presence would hopefully find more results. Looking at different areas in the United States could be helpful. Looking at different factors such as like prey availability or habitat stability in comparison to travel routes, any of that could be helpful to, I think the ultimate goal is furthering human carnivore coexistence. And I think when coming up with those management tools, all of those questions are really good first steps for that process. Yeah, I think if you're a student in Warner, if you're an ecosystem science and sustainability major, applying to the super program would be a really easy way to get involved in research. I feel like it kind of fast tracks that process, but if not, honestly, reaching out to any of your professors that have labs could be helpful. The majority of the time, your professors want undergraduate students. They want students to get experience. So just talking to people, reaching out to people, might as well do that than nothing.
Hey, Warner Rams, it's Sam Palmer, Career Education Manager for Warner College. I'm here to talk about the First Destination Survey for those of you who are graduating this spring. This is for undergraduates and graduate students. We want to know what you got into upon graduation. So please fill out this survey. Tell us about your experience. Upon filling out the survey with the link that's included, you can get your graduation sticker, just like this one here. Stop by the Student Success Center to pick this up, and thank you for taking it, and good luck.
Next, we'll be talking to Gabriela Vieira. Gabriela is a senior in the Ecosystem Science and Sustainability Department and is also in the Super Program this past year.
My research is looking at nitrate concentrations and how they change with climate and stream variables. So we had two study sites, one in the Rocky Mountains and another in the Central Plains. And we were looking for changes in variables over time, so we wanted to see if anything was increasing or decreasing. And we also wanted to test the strength of relationships between variables to see like what factors had stronger influences on nitrate concentrations between the two different land uses. I got involved in this research through the Super program. I decided to do Super because it just seemed like a good option at the time. I was interested in maybe going to graduate school, and so like the chance to do some undergraduate research and go into that a little bit seemed like a really good opportunity. And I'm glad I did because my mentor is super awesome. I love Dr. Barbosa. She's really nice. I was interested in this topic because Dr. Barbosa, she was looking at the effect of climate forcing on lentic systems and how it affected nitrate concentrations. So things like atmospheric deposition, how that was going to change with climate change in lakes. And I thought that was really cool because one of the bigger reasons that I decided to go into ESS was because I was really interested in the impact that climate change would have on natural ecosystems. And for something as important as like nutrient concentrations in streams, and that's something that's getting worse and worse, more out of balance with climate change. So I thought this would be a really cool chance to look at stuff like that. It was mostly database. We got everything off of Neon, which was like just like open source, whatever we could find. And there was like some problems associated with that. Like it can be really hard to work with open access data, especially if like it's not the best quality, you know what I mean? Like there was some things that we had to adjust along the way because we started realizing like, okay, like this doesn't make any sense. This has to be like a sensor error or something. So there were some things that we had to throw out, but that's part of the process, you know? I was really struggling in the beginning. Like once we had all our data cleaned and ready to use, I was doing all these tests that just nothing was coming up. Like I wasn't getting anything significant. It was kind of like disheartening a little bit. But then we realized like we had to change our approach a little bit and adjust for like what we had and the relationships that we were trying to look at. And so once we started kind of doing things that were more appropriate for what we were looking at, we started to actually get results that were meaningful. And that was like super exciting because it was like so much work. And just because you don't get like a significant result doesn't mean that you didn't find anything important, but it was really cool to see patterns that like we actually expected to see and things that like made sense. I think this research had a strong impact on me because I learned a lot about just the process of doing a research project. There's so much that goes into just the organization, like the conceptualization of it, like even knowing enough about what I wanted to study so that I could like ask meaningful questions about it. And also just like knowing how to identify good quality data and finding data that works for what I need. It was a lot of different steps, but that's why Dr. Barbosa was so helpful. She was like a really hands-on mentor and like was literally with us like through everything and like helping me with all my statistical analysis and stuff. So yeah, I definitely learned a lot from her. She's super knowledgeable, but she also gave us a lot of like freedom to look at whatever we want and whatever we're interested in. It was nice because she knows so much about like working with data and coding in R and like the things that you can do. Like she was telling us about things that you could do in R that I didn't even like realize you could. So yeah, I definitely learned a lot from her.
Yeah, R is a wild world.
It's so crazy. It's so difficult. That was my whole project was just coding in R, and the only experience I have with it is like quantitative reasoning. So out of my depth, but that was another thing I learned a lot about was coding, like so much more. It's like, yeah, it was a huge learning curve, but I feel like I really like refined my coding skills throughout this too. And I've been able to use it in other classes too. Like for my capstone, we had to do a little bit of stuff in R, and I was like, oh, I can do that. Like, I got it, you guys. I think there's a lot that you could look at after like what we looked at. One thing that I wish we had time to include, that's the other thing, is like there was a time constraint, so we didn't get to look at everything that I wanted to look at. It's like such complicated processes that were involved in like stream flow and atmospheric deposition, all these different interacting factors. But I think land use would have been really important to look at. And I think that considering like all this stuff, and also maybe having like a longer time frame, could give us better insight, because we had to work with what we had, which is like a 5-year period, and that's really short amount of time to be analyzing like changes in different variables over time. A longer time period, a little bit more comprehensive data, maybe even like being able to go out into the field and test things yourself so that you know that it's like accurate. I think that looking into these things could be super important for understanding the impacts of climate change in the future, especially because we found like different directions of certain things between the two sites. Like the cattle ranching site that we looked at, it was showing signs of like experiencing drought a lot faster than the one up in the Rocky Mountains. And that could be really meaningful in the future.
Yeah, are you thinking about more like land use would probably like affect that, like overgrazing?
I think so, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like different nitrogen inputs. Like there was evidence that most of the nitrate concentrations were probably mostly controlled by like atmospheric deposition in the mountain site, but there wasn't that same relationship at the cattle ranching one. So that kind of gives us an indication that there's other inputs coming from somewhere else, and that could be important. I think some advice for other students interested in undergraduate research would be to find like a solid mentor. That was easily like the most important thing in this project, like having somebody who you have good communication with, who's like willing to help you out and make time to work with you. It can be so important. And also looking for advice in other places too. There was a lot of people that I asked who weren't necessarily a part of my research project, but were able, like just so much more knowledgeable on some of this stuff than I am. So yeah, seeking out advice and finding people who are like specialized in what you're looking at, it can really help push you in the right direction when you're like lost and kind of overwhelmed with all there is to know. So as we were going along, I sort of realized like, oh, I actually don't know everything I need to know about this. And I had to learn a lot in a short amount of time to like get everything sorted out. But that's also why I'm super thankful that Carolina was there, because she's awesome. And she was able to also like help guide me in the right direction if we both didn't know something. So that was pretty great too.
The lobby of the Natural Resources Building is home to a collection of live plants and goldfish.
I'm here with my friend, classmate, and coworker, Ms. Shelby Mead. We are here to have a little bit of a more candid conversation around research, as we have both spent this past year in the same research lab. So that's been a really cool opportunity. But to kind of get started, Shelby, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Shelby Mead. I'm currently a senior in the ESS program, Ecosystem Science and Sustainability, as part of the Warner College. Before CSU, I lived in St. Louis, Missouri. It's where I was born and raised. Yeah, that's pretty much me.
Yeah, so this past year, Shelby and I have both been working in Melinda Smith's Grassland Ecology Lab that is housed out of the biology department. I have been working as a more like paid position under a PhD student, and then Shelby has been involved in the super program, kind of working as a mentee under a mentor. And we actually have the same mentor kind of too, yeah. So shout out to Alex Siggers. To get started, we'll kind of talk about, I guess, how we first kind of got introduced into undergraduate research, which was through the super program. Last year, I was in the super program with Dr. Stacy Lin, and now this year, you're in the super program. But what originally first, you know, drew you to wanting to try undergraduate research and get involved?
Yeah, I think I've always, like, ever since I was a little kid, I've been wanting to do, like, research. I did the science fair when I was in middle school. I loved it. I loved having, like, my poster up and talking about science. Always something I've been interested in. And when I came to CSU, I knew it was, like, a research institution. So it's definitely something I always had my eye out, how to get involved. When I was a sophomore, I actually worked as a lab assistant in an agricultural biology lab. And it was super fun. And I was mostly washing pots and planting seeds. But, like, seeing the work that the grad students and the PhD students were doing in that lab, I was like, that's super cool. How do I get there from where I am now?
Yeah.
And so one of the ways was through the super program. I knew that I wouldn't just be washing pots and it would actually be an chance for me to, like, ask my own questions and do my own research and present my own findings. So I think that's why I joined the super program. How about you?
Yeah, I kind of joined the super program more of, like, a logistical standpoint. I had just switched into ecosystem science and sustainability from fish, wildlife, and conservation biology. And I was kind of, like, in a period of, like, I don't really know where I'm going. I know that I want to focus on, like, plants since, like, moving out of, like, wildlife biology. But I didn't know if I wanted to focus more on, like, going environmental, like, pre-law, more, like, social route, or if I wanted to do more of that research, academia, possibly continue on to grad school. So I used it kind of as, like a litmus test to see if I would, you know, if I liked research and if grad school could be, you know, something that I would be interested in, something that I would want to pursue. And then at the same time, I also declared my other minor in global environmental sustainability. And that was kind of to see, like, if the pre-law route could be interesting. Spoiler, the research won by a landslide. I, like, just absolutely, you know, love research. I think that, you know, being a part of undergraduate research has been my, like, highlight of the time here, just because I think Warner does have such, like, an emphasis on experiential and, like, hands-on learning. And I think undergraduate research is, like, the highlight peak of what you can do, because you are doing the science and, like, leading the forefront of what we know in our field. So I think that is, like, what I just kind of latched onto. And, you know, being able to go out and, like, do field work is something that I absolutely love. And did your project have any field work components, or was it data-based?
So my project did have field components, but since the super program's only, like, 8 months long, it starts after the summer. And usually, like, in research projects, the data is collected during the summer, which is too bad. When your program, like, starts in, like, September. So wasn't able to collect any of the data in person. But yours did have a lot of
information. And I think that's one thing that is variable within the super program is, like, the project that you're on and the mentor that you get assigned to. When I was in the super program, I was under Dr. Dan Preston in the wildlife department. Which is funny, I guess I went out of wildlife and then went into a wildlife project, but I loved it. It was more of, like, a community like aspect of looking at aquatic macroinvertebrates in like an urban Fort Collins setting and seeing how their distribution would change in like canals or rivers and streams. And so we did get to go out and sample for that, which was really cool. I got to like go out into the ditches around Fort Collins and different ponds. The CSU vet pond smells awful. Don't go near it. There's some weird bugs in there too, but
yeah. Was there like higher diversity or lower diversity?
Oh gosh, I think
that would be a good project, like smell macroinvertebrates.
If there's a correlation, yeah. Positive or negative. Yeah. Yeah. I'll present that to Dr. Preston. I'll be like, hey, and I've been gone for a year, but it's, I'm still in it. Yeah, but yeah, no, this my like current research or lab position has been very like, you know, field orientated, or like I go out and help with the lab or like out in the field. And we're stationed out in like the short grass steppe. And so that's another thing that I thought was a little bit ironic whenever I started like doing research, was that I am from Dallas and like the plains, and I came to Colorado to, you know, thinking I was going to work in like mountain systems or like forest and everything. And I'm still in the plains, which is not a bad thing by any means. I absolutely love the grasslands, and I think that, I don't know, you probably have heard of this quote from maybe your roommate has told you this, but one of our friends, she told me this quote that anyone can love the mountains, but it takes a soul to love the prairie, which I think just like, I was touched on a deeper level. But yeah, that's something that I like really, really like. But I don't know, you're also not from Colorado. Did you have any like expectations coming here within research and like the like specific systems that you were gonna go into?
I think I sort of had the same thing. I thought I was gonna come out here and be like going up into the mountains and doing like this, these like big giant projects, and even just like the forest systems up here. But I've also found my thing I think is more soil, and that is something that I never even considered like going into before I came to CSU and before I've like worked in the labs I worked at. Cause like, I think if you don't know about soil, it can just seem like the thing that's like beneath you and boring. But I feel like as part of the research I've done and part of the classes I've taken just like throughout these last 3-4 years, there's so much going on in the soil. So much that you can learn like through research, and you can't learn by looking at it. But yeah, so I've experienced the same thing. Like, I would have never expected to love soil as much as I do, or even care about it at all.
Yeah.
Until I did the research.
Yeah, and soil is just...
Yeah, the project that I worked on for Super was about soil microbe, kind of measuring, like, diversity between microbial communities. And it was very cool, and such small-scale stuff. Very cool.
Yeah, like microclimates basically, or with the different like variables of your solar panels.
Yeah, so it was under solar panels in like an agrivoltaic system, so like where they're trying to grow things beneath solar panels, and seeing how that impacts the diversity of the soil, like the microbes or the bacteria and the archaea beneath them. Something that I never even thought about. And something, even when I was talking to some of the people who came up at the poster presentation, they're like, oh, I would have never thought about that. Because solar, obviously, is a good thing. And renewable energy is a good thing. But it's also cool to study how it's impacting ecosystems.
Yeah, because everything has unintended impacts on everything.
Right. And even, like, these aren't necessarily bad things and things to say to not put solar or not put like wind panels in, but like it is important if these are going to be part of our future to understand how they're going to impact us.
I think agrivoltaics, super super cool stuff, and soil stuff I think is like, I don't know, again, I'm just an undergrad, but I think as like more research and science starts to come out about like microbes and like the soil, we're learning that these are like, you know, I guess more like bottom up approaches, that they really control a lot of things that, you know, start because the soil then, you know, feeds the grass, feeds the whatever. We can go into the pyramid or cascade, but yeah, that was something that I think is just super neat, is that I didn't really expect to, I don't know, you have these expectations, but that's something that I think is really important to be very open whenever you come into like college. Because like when I came in here, I was focused on animals, you know, now I'm like totally turned around. And that's one thing that I think is really important whenever you do come into your undergrad and you are interested in doing research, is that keeping an open mind. And, you know, you might have an interest in one thing, but, you know, it could lead to so many other different opportunities, and like taking advantage of those and like seeing where you go. Because, you know, I never thought that I would be still in grass, but here I am loving grass and everything.
You know? And I think it's important because when I came in, I sort of knew I wanted to be in the environment, but I didn't really know what that meant actually in high school coming into college. Like, I wanted to save the world. I wanted to fight against climate change. But I think being here, even though I didn't know what exactly I wanted to study, what systems I wanted to be in, there are labs here who know those things. There are labs here who are already asking, like, important questions. Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to come into, like, research with a great, amazing idea and like a breakthrough hypothesis. Like, there are so many opportunities, especially at CSU, to like, I think just join, like help other people who are already doing things, and then maybe that like will inspire ideas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's, you bring up a great point, because whenever I like first thought about getting into research, and this is one of the reasons I joined the Super program as well, is because I didn't really know where to start. And it's so intimidating, the word research and like what that means, and like being a scientist, you know, and we're students, you know, and that I think, I don't know about you, but I have like imposter syndrome just stamped all over me half the time. And so I think, you know, having such supportive professors, like all of the mentors that I've had have always been boosters and have always lifted me. And however many stupid questions I may ask, they always understand and will go into like five times more detail than I ask, just to make sure that I get it. And so, I don't know, I think the professors, faculty, grad students, they all know that, because they were once in your position. Like, they all know that, like, what we're feeling is a little bit uneasy and, you know, not as confident as we probably should be, but I think they're there to support a lot of our students, and they also want undergrads in their labs. Yeah. They want to be connected, and I don't know, I think at least a lot of the faculty members that I've talked to are always kind of looking for help, especially grad students too. I mean, shout out to the grad students.
Yeah. And I think a cool part of that, like, building connections with mentors is so important, because when you're reading these people's papers, you're like, these people are geniuses. Wow, these findings are so cool. And you meet them and they are geniuses, but they're also funny and like super kind. And so I think that's a cool part of undergraduate research, is like, it makes scientists less unaccessible and approachable. You're meeting these people and they're trying to help you, and they're really just normal, like,
they're humans too.
And it makes you realize, like, oh, I'm just a normal person. I could be in your position one day.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I don't know, I feel like this is like a broad sense of like growing up, you realize nobody really knows what they're doing, or like everyone's just figuring it out as they go too. And so, I don't know, I think that kind of applies to academia as well. Like, these people with, you know, that are super smart, great, they obviously know what they're doing, but they're also figuring it out. They also, they're researching things for a reason, because they don't know how it works. And so, you know, I don't know. I think that showing interest in a professor's, like, research and work and, like, lab would never be a bad thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? So if there are, like, any listeners listening that do want to get involved in undergraduate research, really just having, like, candid and honest conversations with your professors, especially if you have, you know, usually they'll discuss their research at the beginning of the semester. And so same with, like, TAs and GTAs. But if you are interested, go up and talk. Don't be afraid. Go to office hours, too. Office hours is a great way to connect. Our career services, they also plug. Do you have any other, like, ideas on how you recommend to get involved with research?
I think for CSU students especially, I got my first research position just, like, looking on Handshake. I just looked up lab assistants, and they were hiring, and that is, like, I didn't even know the lab at all that I was going into. So I think, even if you don't know these people, you don't have classes with them, you don't even have, like, a secondary connection, just, like, send them an email.
Yeah.
Apply to a random job on Handshake. Maybe it'll work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it never hurts to try, especially if you think you're interested in it. It could, you know, open so many doors and to a bunch of different possibilities because you're continuing with research as you went to graduate, which,
yeah,
tears, but.
Yeah, so I'm graduating in May and just.
Have a moment of just panic.
But yeah, honestly, not that scary because I do have.
Yeah, that's true.
I have something to reach for after continuing with research. And I think probably this experience over the last year in Super had like affirmed that I want to get into research. So I'm doing research with the National Park Service,
yay,
the research division. It's ecology research in a couple different, like stream ecology, plant ecology. So still a little bit exploratory.
Yeah.
Dipping my toes in a couple different places, but yeah. And I think not only I'm excited to learn more, but I think I am like bringing something to them too, because I have like written my own research questions before. Mm-hmm. I have done field samples before, like in my ag job, I've done lab work. So I feel like I am, like I did have that edge when I was applying to jobs.
Yeah.
And I knew what I was looking for more. So yeah. And you are also continuing to research?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I will be continuing on with Melinda Smith's lab and continuing research there. So look at us. Look at us both in research, just doing our thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, super, super exciting stuff. Super exciting stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I would recommend research, undergraduate research, research in general to anyone who is, you know, curious about it, interested, wants to get plugged into the community, really, you know, get nitty gritty in that science. And we both got involved like a little bit later. I guess you were a sophomore, so not as late. I got involved a little bit later. But if you're a freshman and you want to get, you know, right into a lab right away, that's totally a possibility and something that a lot of people do. So, you know, start perusing your different possibilities of who you would like to work with or work for. But yeah, I think that's probably all we'll chat about right now. But thank you so much for chatting with me and our research.
Yeah.
Love it.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
It's lovely to hear about the research you're doing too.
Thank you.
And where it's gotten us.
Thanks for joining us. If you're looking for more Warner content, you can follow us on Instagram at CSU Warner College. Visit our website at warnercnr.colostate.edu, and you can also watch our podcast episodes on our YouTube channel by subscribing to Warner College of Natural Resources. Got a suggestion for an episode, an answer to a question, or any feedback you want to share? Send us an email at thisisthewarnercorner@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 970-430-5652. Tune Into Nature is a product of Colorado State University's Warner College of Natural Resources. It is produced and engineered by Warner students for current and future Warner students.